blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 53, stanzas 1 and 2. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green, he leadeth me, and the quiet waters by. And the second 1 and 2 of Psalter 53.
This evening is from the Song of Solomon's, and there of chapter 5. Song of Solomon, chapter 5. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends. Drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we come together again in this evening hour, for the third time in this day to gather round thy word of truth. And without thy spirit, then we gather in vain, no. And then we gather only to receive more and a greater destruction unto ourselves. For we are those who do reject thee and thy holy word by nature. But we have heard what the opinion is of the daughters of Jerusalem concerning thy bride, concerning thy church. O thou fairest among women, O Lord, thou knowest the hearts of the daughters of Jerusalem that may also be in our midst, and that may say of that church that she is the fairest among women, that do desire to be included in the midst of that flock, and to be taken under the care of that great shepherd. Oh, that holy jealousy filling their hearts and minds. Oh, Lord, thou knowest where this people is. They are the daughters of Jerusalem. They are born in Jerusalem. They are the daughters of the land. They are thy own people, but they know not thee. Oh, they know not yet that great bridegroom. What is thy beloved? More than another beloved that thou dost so charge us. O Lord, wilt thou open their eyes that they may see also, that they may be given to speak even as that bride did speak, who has learned to see and to know the beauty of that second person of the divine Trinity, oh, that to say he is altogether lovely, he is the chiefest among 10,000, this is my beloved, O daughters of Jerusalem, O Lord, that thou may increase the knowledge of him in the life of thy own church. O that they also may forsake the sloth that is so often the part of their life, that they may be given with all their might to seek after that beloved, and that they may be instructed more and more in his beauty over against all of their own wretchedness, that they may say, I am black but comely. O Lord, that thou may teach us each and every one. O give that desire may be born in the hearts of those also in whom it has never been. Thou knowest the place also of those that have come up, that must confess that there is no beauty in him that I should desire him. Oh, then there is no longing after the things of God. Oh, Lord, that thou, whose spirit goes about throughout this whole earth, and that thou, who hast the ability to raise the dead in and through the merits of thy dear and only begotten Son, oh, that thou, who art able to give what no man is able to give, and to do with that power that no man has in the heart of an unconverted and an unconcerned man, woman, boy, or girl, oh, that thou would send forth thine arrows, the arrows of thy spirit, when we do cry unto thee in this evening hour as thy servant Solomon in the dedication of thy temple. Oh, that thou wouldest send thy spirit and thou didst fill it, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, thou canst speak and thy spirit will come in the way of sense and presence, and that it may be felt amongst us, and that thou would give new life from the dead that may proceed from the life of the Son of God, who has been dead and is alive forevermore. O Lord, remember us then, each and every one. Wilt thou give to those who do not know thee, that they may also be given to know at least the feeling of that love that thou dost bestow unto the infants in grace, or that they may grow in the knowledge of thee, that they might grow in grace, O Lord, then it is necessary to grow in the knowledge of ourselves. It is necessary to grow in our unworthiness. It is necessary to grow in our wretchedness. Oh, it is necessary to come deeper and deeper into that wretched misery that we have brought ourselves, and to know the depth of our fall. Oh, then we will know more and more of thy grace. Oh, that it may be experienced more and more in the life of thy children, and that thou may lead them also into those further steps of grace. O Lord, thou knowest also the poverty of thy church, the days in which we do live. O, that thou may increase the knowledge of thee, that thou may increase the way of holiness wherein we must walk. Thou callest us to it. But this world has so much a place also so often in the life of thy people. Oh, that thou wouldst draw them again, Lord, and in a special way in this evening hour, as thou hast given in this afternoon, food and drink in thy house of prayer. Oh, Lord, that thou may give a humble and a thankful heart, and that thou may strengthen also in the way which is too much for thy children. It is a way that is through the wilderness. It is a way through droughts and deserts and pits. O Lord, thou knowest how that they do fall, how that they do wander. O thou alone dost watch over and protect and keep them, and that thou may give in the midst of us that desire that we might also leave this life, or that we may have that portion fulfilled in body and in soul, as the Apostle Paul, who said that he was ready to give his life. O Lord, he was ready to depart, to gain that treasure that is above all that is to be had here in this world. Care for us then, O Lord, in this evening hour, when we are gathered in a way of reflection, or that thou may give, when we have been in our seats in this afternoon hour, a reflection in our soul, or maybe not so much of a preparation for this day. Maybe, and that it was for us so easy because we do know that we stand on the outside. Oh, then it is so clear because of our life. But maybe, Lord, there is also amongst that people in a way even of historical knowledge, a desire. And then, Lord, we beseech thee that thou wilt bring it into the heart in this evening hour. Oh, do what thou alone canst do. Forgive, take away all of our many sins and give thy word a free course in the midst of us. Wilt thou teach us each one in the way we must go also in this world? And wilt thou uphold in all the needs and in the cares of this world and of this life? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 219, both stanzas. O thou great shepherd of thy chosen race, who leadest like a flock thy Israel dear, from out the cherubim reveal thy face before our host. Now let thy might appear. Come thou, O God, to save us and restore. We shall be saved when shines thy face once more. 1 and 2 of Psalter 219.